This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. President Obama is back in the White House this morning after a week-long trip overseas. His last stop was the West African nation of Ghana, where Mr. Obama noted that his family has shared in the tragedies of Africa's past, but added that today's Africans must take responsibility for their own future. NPR's Scott Horsley reports from the Ghanaian capital of Accra.
As the son of an African father, Mr. Obama said, this trip was particularly meaningful. Yesterday, he and his wife and daughters visited the Cape Coast Castle, a 17th century fort, where thousands of Africans passed through the door of no return onto slave ships, never again to see their families or their homeland. Earlier, Mr. Obama told the Ghanaian parliament, while it's easy to point fingers at past oppression, not all of Africa's modern problems can be blamed on the West. He held up Ghana as a prosperous model of what democratic rule and good government can do for an African country, but he said too much of Africa is plagued by corruption and strong-armed rulers. He urged the young people of the continent in particular to demand better.
You can conquer disease and end conflicts and make change from the bottom up. You can do that. Yes, you can. Because in this moment, history is on the move.
Ghana threw a festive farewell party at the airport last night with hundreds of invited guests singing and dancing on the tarmac as Air Force One idled in the background. The Ghanaian president said the visit had ended all too soon. But for Mr. Obama, the door to return to Africa is wide open. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Accra, Ghana.